I'd like to share another one from my CD, actually, because it brings together both the emotional things I think that go on for children, like with the self-esteem issues and peer pressure, and also what goes on in a capitalist economy that really exploits those sensitivities in young people. The thing that I loved when I discovered the whole field of peace education, which years later I learned was really started by Quakers, I loved that I could really combine my passion and interest in the world and economics and what's going on politically with this concern for our emotional well-being internally, our health. And I have seen so much illness in children because of what adults are doing. So I wrote a song called Clothes Don't Make the Person. And I've been told it's sort of an unusual song because it does look at sweatshop labor with the production of our clothing, which often a lot of children's songs don't really speak to these more underlying systemic issues that affect their lives. And that's what I try to do with my children's songs too.
This is Clothes Don't Make the Person by Paulette Meyer.
Clothes don't make the person. Labels don't make the clothes. Don't be fooled by what they say is cool. You're the only one that really knows. You're the only one that really knows. Michelle came home, threw her books on a chair, lay down on her bed and cried. Her sister came in, said, "What's wrong, Shelley?" and sat down by her side. "The popular girls in my class don't like me. They said what I wear is uncool. I have to go buy some brand name jeans before I show my face back at school." Her sister gently stroked her hair and said, "Shell, I can see you're hurt. I'd like to share something from my heart. You can take it for what it's worth. You're friendly and caring, you're good at piano and jumping doubles too. You're fun to be with, you've got lots of interest.